I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Left on Red, the podcast where no topic is off limits and we get through a healthy dose of girl talk. It's like a virtual coffee date with your besties.
Spot on, Jule. Each week we'll dive deep into a juicy topic that's bound to start discussions and fill up our DMs.
And we've got your back when it comes to recommendations. It could be makeup, movies, fashion or food. We'll fill you in what we've loved and maybe didn't love this week.
Before we wrap things up, we leave you with a motivational quote to carry with you into the week ahead. It might be nonsense, but we will try. Because let's face it, we all need a little extra boost sometimes.
Ready to go?
Let's crack on.
And we're back. Brenda, welcome back. Welcome back.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Well, listen, it is great to be back. Last week we were here in different circumstances. Emotional one.
Yeah, and before we rock on, I wrote you a little something.
You having a laugh?
I know.
Is this ChatGPT?
No, I actually did this from my heart.
No, hold on. Are you serious?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Julie, go on. Is this sophisticated? No. Is this something from Very Account?
Oh, God.
Little Woods. No.
You ruined the fucking moment.
Go on.
Before we start this episode, I have to applaud you, Brent, for telling your story last week to thousands of our listeners. You have no idea on how much you are after helping so many families across the country. You truly are an inspiration to so many of us. I sit here and I'm such a proud friend, proud co-host, and I'm sure every single one of our listeners are extremely proud of you. Take a feckin' bow, girl.
Did you really write that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, Julie, stop. I couldn't even look at you when you were reading it. Thank you.
I did kind of mess up though because of my spellings.
I was like, this is from ChatGPT. She's downloading ChatGPT. Oh, Julie, that's lovely. Oh, stop.
I know. But you know what? We actually got loads of emails in from listeners from all over the country.
No.
Ireland and the UK.
I know. The one thing I actually, before we go into the emails, I'm not joking you. We never thought it would go the way it did the podcast, so we didn't.
No.
We sat down here to that. And as well, just because I was the one talking, it's part of our podcast and how you interviewed me as well. I know you find it hard to take compliments, but like that was down to you as well. It wouldn't have been the same with anyone else. It wouldn't. So take a bow, you too.
Dream team, girl. We're the dream team.
So I can't believe the response. I'm so grateful to everyone.
And as I said, you're after helping thousands and thousands of families across the country. And we did get, oh my God, like so many emails. And the first one here reads, "Hi, Jule and Brenda. Brenda's story had the biggest impact on me. Hearing how she felt showed me that I am not alone in how I feel, and it was exactly what I needed to hear. After 12 hard months of not admitting I had a problem, I picked up the phone today and rang my mom and told her everything. I'm only 19, but I had the same feeling Brenda did when I took my first drink. It was like I had been brought to life. I believe that I have good things coming for me, and listening to Brenda's story showed me that it's not my fault, as this was one of the biggest issues I had. Why can't I just stop? Why can't I go out with my friends and not end up riddled with anxiety the next day? I'm writing this as I am on my way home to my family home for a while before I check into a facility. Thank you for showing me that life can and will go on. I just have to work hard for it."
Oh my God, it's my first time seeing that.
It's so lovely, isn't it?
Oh my God. Oh my God. And do you know what it is? I'm going back to like the 19-year-old me reading that. Mm. Oh my God, would best luck with your treatment and do catch up with us once you're out. I used to think of treatment when I'm out, it's like you're going to prison, but no, it's the best thing she'll ever do. Another one here, "Love the pod, girls. You get me through my housework in the morning, keeping me laughing throughout. Just want to say well done to Brenda for being so courageous as to share her story on the last episode. It made me so emotional. I myself personally don't drink daily. It could be once every few months, but when I do drink, I drink quite a lot and get completely out of control. Make very poor choices and sometimes get myself into a lot of trouble. It's like something switches inside me and I'm not me anymore. Sometimes I wonder, do I have an issue? Because in all honesty, I don't even enjoy it. Addiction affects the lives of so many people and I feel like there's still such a stigma around it. So many people have this mentality of, oh, they are selfish or they'd stop if they wanted to. And it is just not that simple, unfortunately. Well done on your sobriety, Brenda, because it's not an easy journey. You should be proud." It's lovely.
Yeah, and I get that as well.
Yeah.
Like, because even sometimes they'll be going out with the girls and one of them might be like, "I'm not going to bother drinking tonight." I'd be like, "Ah, go on, have one, have one." And I have been that person where I'd be like, "I have one, come on."
Yeah.
It's awful, like, isn't it? Why do we do that?
There's actually a girl who was at our show in Limerick and she messaged me and she felt so bad because she said, my friend kept wanting to buy you a shot. Kept wanting to buy you a shot. And you were like, I don't drink, I don't drink. She was like, I'm so sorry. Mm. And I was like, she'd no idea.
I know.
But if it teaches anything as well, it's right, because obviously I didn't tell my story for ages. You knew with a while, but other people, they didn't know. And then like, go on, have a drink. If someone's not in the right headspace and they're an alcoholic or they're an addiction, they might just do it to people please, because people pleasing is a massive thing.
Of course, yeah.
You know, addiction.
Yeah. Another email here came in. Hi, I'm not an addict, but I live with one. One that doesn't recognise that they are actually an addict. Addiction is hard for everyone, the person that's addicted and the families that live with it. The shame, the lies, the secrets, the fake smiles and made up excuses, all to hide the fact that your partner has a problem with drink. We will never be first priority in his life. It will always be him and his drink. And in the end, we will end up leaving and he will die alone. Because after 10 years plus years, I'm not going to waste my life watching him slowly die. It's bad enough he's wasting his own life, but I can't let him waste mine.
So sad. Last one here. Hi girls, I'd like to start off by saying a huge congratulations to Brenda on opening up about her addiction and being so honest about it. I honestly wish you the best in your recovery and journey. I have been living on the other side of addiction, where my brother is an alcoholic for the past number of years. He's been in and out of treatment so many times, and to this day he doesn't want the help. The impact this has had on myself and my family's life over the years is something that is heartbreaking. We as a family have done so much for him, but it's never enough. I just wanted to reach out again and congratulate you. It's so nice and reassuring that people can recover. And see, that's the thing.
Mm.
That's the thing. Like, all the family want to help you and you just like, why can't you stop? Just stop. What are you doing? You're ruining it. You're losing it. But like, it's
easier said than done.
Yeah, you just can't stop. There's no stopping. And as well, I think as well, we mentioned like resources that we actually have if people are looking for help on the show notes. So obviously we're not experts, Julie. And if anyone does have concerns and they want to reach out, on the show notes for episode 2, we have mentioned numbers for Al-Anon, Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, and as well, Gamblers Anonymous, GA. Because the thing with drinking and drugs is like, there's only so much you can take. You might pass out with gambling. Obviously, I don't have an issue with gambling, but I know, well, if I touched it, it probably would be my next addiction. Mm. So I will never be placing bets or anything like that. But gambling, there's no stopping, because you will go and go and go. You know, it's a dopamine, and there's no stopping. And gambling is a very, very difficult one. So we might as well, there'll be on the show notes as well for Gamblers Anonymous, there'll be helplines there as well. So I just wanted to mention that as well. But thanks to everyone for their support and listening. And yeah, it's just been a whirlwind.
And you're in awe.
And I'm in awe. I use that word, awe. But no, I'm so grateful. And it's not that I want to be like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. Do you know the way some people go on? They're like, oh my God. And I really want to message back every single person, because I'm going through the messages, I'm filtering them. And there might be someone like that girl there now who said she was going to speak to her family and go into treatment and all that kind of stuff. And like, sure, when I see that, you know, it makes my day and stuff like that. I might have changed my job doing this podcast. The idea was obviously to tell my story, but then if it helped one person, the job is done. And as well, what I found, and I said it earlier, was for other family members to understand what's going on with their loved one, to get inside their head.
Yeah.
You know, to understand it a bit better. So, yeah. So, well, moving
as
on.
As I said, you helped many families. But anyways, moving on. It's Easter Monday. So happy Easter, everyone. I hope the Easter Bunny was good to you.
You gave me an egg.
I know.
Well, it was a Percy Pig Easter egg.
Yeah, because I know you love Percy Pig.
I love Percy Pig.
For anyone that doesn't know, Percy Pig is in Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah, yeah, he's
Or Brenda Hershoff's in Marks and Sparks.
So since you're going around the suit as if you're going off to a business meeting. Do you know where you're going? Ronnie and Care. See, Julie now, right? She's wearing this lovely, it is a lovely suit. I actually have something very similar. You're morphing into me. She's a lovely suit.
It's actually a three-piece suit.
Yeah, so.
But I'm wearing it now, runners, like.
You are wearing runners, yeah. So, no, you look great. Similar to your stories there 2 weeks ago, you put up both the dresses.
So I was going out there about 2 weekends ago, and I was after ordering 2 dresses off ASOS. Sorry, I ordered a dress, I ordered a jumpsuit. And I was like, which one now will I wear? So I was like, I'll put on the dress first, record myself in the dress, take the dress off, then put on the jumpsuit, and I'll make a reel, and I'll get everyone that's watching the reel to decide for me. So at this stage, I was down £7 or £8 or something like that. So I felt, I just thought I was handsome. I thought I was all right. I thought I was a fla, right? If it's on my dress anyway, it does my recording. If it's on my jumpsuit, does my recording. Puts the reel up. My good God.
I don't know where I was, and I hadn't been online for a while, right? Mm. And then I went on your stories and it was like something like 700, 800 comments. And I was like, what's she after doing? Oh, what's she after doing? And look, the thing is, explain to them the dresses people were, what people's comments were.
So my own mother rang me and she said, Julie, first of all, the dress looks like, it's like a pad.
Like a panty pad.
A panty pad, like... whatever, because you know, like
sheer.
It was sheer down the side, and then there was actually mesh, material. Kind of, it was mesh down the side, and then there was actually material going down,
covering the koozie,
covering the hoo ha. She's like, I don't know what you're like, and then the jumpsuit. She said you were like a little toddler wearing a romper, bugs. A romper.
That's what she said.
Sorry, so, here I was thinking I was handsome. Then I nothing else to wear. I was like, fuck, what did I put on now? So I found this old jumpsuit, threw that on. Happy days. Went up to Christine's house then for a couple of pre-drinks. Walked into her sitting room. All the girls in there were skitting. They're like, we're all watching your reel there. What the fuck were you thinking? That's cat, Julie. I was like, really? I thought I looked fucking beautiful.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I didn't think the tampon dress or the panty pad dress. I thought that was okay, apart from the pearls. I was like, okay, there's so much going on here, the mesh. And then I was like, there's just too much going on with the pearls. And I thought that was okay. I didn't mind the jumpsuit. I thought it was more of a swimming togs under it than a romper. But that's something I'd wear.
I like the jumpsuit as
but
well.
But the fanny pad dress, without the pearls, I would wear that. I didn't think it was too bad. When I went on my phone and I saw it exploding.
Oh, it's had like 500,000 views. I was like, I broke the internet. And I was like... oh my God, I'm actually beautiful. Oh no, they certainly put me back in my box. My own mother, my friends that I was going out with, I text you and you did say, oh, I think the dress is lovely. I was like, you're on your own there, girl.
I thought it was lovely, but then on the phone she goes, do you know about the pearls? So they were a bit much.
They were a bit much, you said. Sean was actually in my house, you know, he was going to mind the kids because I was going out with the girls. And I had to get Sean to tie the jumpsuit. So I called him upstairs anyway. He goes, what the fuck? Are you wearing? But I was just putting it down to he's a man. He hasn't a clue. I look beautiful.
Yeah.
And then sure, I kind of half broke the internet.
Remember the time you to get the Amazon fella to do? I never get over that to tie your
dress. Oh my God.
So funny.
I was going to a wedding a couple of months ago. Actually, probably this time last year. And I put on my dress, but I couldn't zip it up at the back because I live alone. So next thing, there was a knock at the door. I looked out. It was the Amazon driver delivering a parcel. I was like, come in here, are you? And zip me up. And then I was just sort of, actually, we have to record this. Yeah. Like, do you mind? She was like, nah.
So well, he was delighted with life.
He was weak.
He's delighted. No, I went off track there because obviously you mentioned Marks and Sparks with my Percy Pig. You did give me the Percy Pig. Was it 3 weeks ago thinking that Easter was a week ago?
Mm.
Yeah.
Bad mom.
Yeah.
Oh, but I was telling the twins, Jesus, 6 days out for the Easter Bunny. Then the following day, 5 days to the Easter Bunny. 4 days to the Easter Bunny. And I met one of the girls and I was like, are you sorting out all the Easter eggs and whatever? She's like, nah, she'll have another week and a half. I was like, Jean, Easter's fucking Sunday. She goes, Julie, go away, you fucking idiot. Easter's not till next weekend. I full on thought Easter Bunny was coming Sunday night. So then I was like, all right, it's next Sunday night. But it's actually Saturday night. Yeah. The Easter Bunny comes on Saturday night.
Do you see this thing now? Do you know I said to you earlier? Is he like Santa?
Oh yeah, he's a big deal now, yeah.
But like, I saw the eggs earlier in your house.
No, they're from gifts.
Oh, right. Okay. So I'm like, where are you hiding them? Out the back?
Where out the fuck at back?
Well, on the trampoline or something.
In my wardrobe.
And the kids go looking for them.
No. They're high
up. On a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like the Tooth Fairy? I see this Easter bunny thing. I'm so out of the loop.
Sorry.
We were meant to do something Easter weekend, you and I. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, we'll do that this Saturday night. And you were like, the Easter bunny, Brenda, the Easter bunny. I was like, what are you on about him for?
I know, I was getting very odd.
And I was like, no one cares about him. You were like, they all care about the Easter bunny, girl.
I can't go, the Easter bunny is coming.
I thought you were ridiculous. I was like, it's not Santa.
Yeah.
But where is he going to hide them for Aaron Rose? Is someone coming to the house dressed as a bunny?
No, I'll just put them on the fireplace.
Ah, oh, Jesus. So do they think he comes at night, though?
He'll hop in. What? Oh, come here. Talk about another fail.
It's about me falling.
That is all. Come here. Tell the story.
Right. So we went into O'Donnell's there, filling station, and great place. Chipmongers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chimp. Is it chip? Chimp.
Oh. Chimp.
Chip.
Chimp is a fucking monkey.
Chimp.
Chimpanzee.
Chimp is a monkey.
Chimpanzee, is that a monkey?
Anyway, O'Donnell's in care. We go in there. Why do we go in there most times?
Toilet.
Toilet, because we have to go to the toilet. I went to the toilet in your place. 40 minutes later, need to go to the toilet. We just need to go to the toilet everywhere we go. So anyway, we went in and then we met the owner. We met the daughter's owner, Emma.
Yeah.
And she follows us. We had a good chat with her. And come here, what was she saying?
I knew
to me?
You were going
to
say it.
She said that she was in hospital and she went on. She brought up the marathons to me. I couldn't believe my eyes lit up. She came over to me. She said, you and the marathons.
You were
and
so like, excited.
Yeah? I was like, and I was like, look, I was like, Julie, she's going on about the marathons. And she's like, yeah, I was tracking you and all this. And then she said, you give my dad my dad's business a shout out. Two clowns here. What business is that? She's like, here. And we met the lovely Noel. But we got so excited with the messing around and all this. Running up the stairs anyway, the two of us.
The toilet is up the stairs.
Running for a wee wee, a woo-wah, yeah. Woo-wah, wee wee, woo-wah. No, hoo-ha, you call the...
The vajayja.
The vajayja. Yeah. So, anyway, I thought I saw a fella who drives a truck from Ballydesmond, Johnny. And I swear it was between all the messing, so I fell going up the stairs.
So we're forward up the stairs, and Brenda, look at him, we're in there with him. And yeah, I don't she's on the
floor. I was
floor.
On the floor. But then I wanted to go, I wanted saying that. And then I got such a shock, I wanted to go, Johnny! And then I was on the floor. And then you needed to go to the toilet twice then, because you thought you were going to wet yourself laughing at me. Oh my God. Speaking of bunnies and all that kind of stuff, I thought I'd bun in the oven there lately again. Phantom pregnancy again? Right, I was so bloated, right? And I was like, why was I after eating and stuff like that? So then obviously it's been a long time now since I've had a bit of action, as we know. But Julie, every time, like, oh, my periods don't come regularly. They're kind of, they might come, it's kind of like, will we visit this month? We may not.
Oh,
that's the way
yeah,
it is.
Okay.
But I don't know, is it because of the pill that I'm actually on that it stops? They were asking me that. I don't know, I'm not sure.
Are you on it? I don't know, nothing.
I'm on Avernet. Yeah, I'm on Avernet. I'm on that with a good few years. But I was like this, I'm telling you now, I was like, I'm having it. Like, and you see the babe, I would have been gone a good few months now. And I was like, I'm telling you. And I saw a story. Did you see the story not so long ago about this girl in Cork at twins?
Oh, that's right. I should never knew she was
and
pregnant.
And I kept seeing signs. I goes, yeah. I'm telling you, yeah. I know it. And then I was like, I'll probably have it at the marathon finishing line. And I was like, I just can't. So I ran into Boots. They're going to work last week anyway. And then I was like a child, don't go around the place. I come up to my friend and I was like, look in the bag. Yeah. No, inside, like... She's like, we're all in our 30s here. I was going to say, well, I'm nearly 40. Like, and she's like, what is it? I was like, pregnancy test. She's like, all right, like, calm down. But I could make her, like, pure child show, come up to the toilet with me, come up to the toilet and all this. And then ran out with it up in the air, like, you know what I mean? Delighted. So I'm not pregnant. But then I actually felt less bloated then because I went to the toilet later on the day. I was like, I was definitely not pregnant. That
you
have
fucking poos every time.
No,
Robert, that's all you talk
no,
about.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying, but you know when you feel so bloated?
Yeah.
Because, you know, last week, do you know when I said I'm too full, I can't eat?
Yeah.
And then I genuinely thought it was a baby, but no, I'm not pregnant again. And yes, I thank God.
Actually, one of the girls went away for a weekend with her new fella.
Oh my God.
Do you know
gosh.
This story?
No,
yeah,
I know where I'm going.
Did
she not go to the toilet?
She went away. They flew out on the Friday morning very, very early. Flew back Monday evening. Oh, and she did not poo. Did not.
Did she need to?
Yeah. She had like, stop that, will you? She's like, I was too embarrassed. I get that though.
Why didn't she go like in a shopping centre or something?
That's what I can't make out.
Doesn't
or see, the lobby of the hotel.
Yeah. He'd know though.
Oh, too shit.
Anyway. We did get tattoos.
Yeah, we actually got two tattoos yesterday. Matching tattoos.
Matching tattoos.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Oh yeah, oh my God.
I can't believe
it. I can't believe that's my first tattoo.
Yeah, and the fact that I have your name now on my arm.
Anyway, so yeah, the tattoos, a little mic behind the ears. We were going to get it done in Limerick.
Oh yeah, but yeah, we're up to 90.
We're
when
up
we're
to
doing
90
the shows.
And yeah, we said we said we'd have a bonding experience yesterday. My first tattoo.
It was your first, it was my
and,
third.
Come here, ever the addict myself, you know what I mean? I get the tattoos now, I'll be getting an all addiction to them. I went off and got a second one.
I know.
And you did too.
Yeah.
Two matching ones.
Two matching tattoos, I love them.
I can't believe the one on my arm.
I know. Oh. I hope we never stop doing the feckin' podcast now.
It was your idea.
I know, but sure, look. Do you know what I said yesterday? Even if we do stop doing the podcast, it's a chapter of my life I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Do you know, we sold out shows, we met so many listeners, we had the time of our lives, and I don't mind having this behind my ear and on my arm.
Well, I think, do you know what, you and the arm, because obviously it's Julie and Brenda, you could put it, if you meet a Brendan, we finish here, right?
And you have your sister.
Exactly, so I'm grand, so Julie and Brenda.
Yeah.
And it's always Julie and Brenda, me and my sister.
Yes, love
so I'd
that.
Be like, just... left on red, and I'm like, my sister left me on red. Yeah. Brendan left me on red.
Yeah.
There and look, it is what it is. Yeah. Actually, there was a story there about, we were chatting there about a story that a girl sent to me just about love bites.
Mm.
Remember the story about that her fella, actually, she was asking us to bring this up. Her fella was out on a night out and he came home and he'd love bite in the neck. And I actually told her, look, that's only the boys messing around me. They were at my neck, right? So then anyway, another girl messaged in, what she messaged about the love bite thing.
Oh yeah, and speaking about love bites, right? I know this fella, he got a love bite. He did the dog and his girlfriend, got a love bite off your one. He went away the next morning, went into a tattoo shop and got a tattoo of the love bite. Just so he didn't have to go in home with to show the wife the love bite. He actually went in and showed him. Oh. I actually got a tattoo, but a tattoo was to cover
the
love bite.
What was it in the neck?
A rose or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
And do you have tattoos already?
Only a couple. But how do you get one on the neck? Like just here. Just to cover up the love bite.
Oh my God, wouldn't you? It's just what it's, when we could put toothpaste on them and they'd disappear.
Remember that? The toothpaste on the love bite, toothpaste on the pimples.
Toothpaste and pimples, toothpaste or pseudocream.
Or pseudocream.
Oh my God. Like, you would wonder the kind of extreme lengths people go with tattoos.
I'd say tattoo artists could write a book.
Yeah, your man Mark. No, he was telling us he won't really tattoo names.
Oh, come here, talk about names. Do you know when I was in Crete?
Go on.
On my 6 year holiday, I was only 17. Went away to Crete, load of us went away. I got my my own name.
Go on.
Tattooed on my neck.
What? Down your neck?
Across my neck.
Hold on, no, turn around. Turn around on the suit. Ah, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. How did you think that was a good idea?
I don't know. I was drunk. And actually, do you know, you shouldn't really get a tattoo after drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, I was on my 6 year holiday living the dream in Hersonesus in Crete. The blood that was dripping down my back. And sure, my tattoo was tiny. I was distraught.
That's like getting it, your chain, you're wearing a chain there, it says your name, wearing a chain, says my name, but getting a tattoo, like, was in case you'd be forgot, you lost. What's my name or whatever? Someone needs to call me Julie.
Like, I mean, you'd get your fella's name. You'd get your kid's name.
Yeah, but Julie.
Julie.
Julie. Where else have you got one?
On my foot.
Your foot.
Yeah, I've actually tattooed good in between my toes and everything.
Oh, do you?
It's meant to be flowers, but I think it looks like a fucking weed. But anyway, I asked on my Instagram, any tattoos that you got that you may regret? Oh my God, the response has been so funny. I'm going to read out some here now. So I got a message in and this girl got... no regrets tattooed onto her, but it's her biggest fucking regret.
Oh, that's brilliant.
When I was 17, my boyfriend at the time, who was 25, said it would be amazing and so sexy if you got a paw print beside your vajayjay. So stupid old me got the fucking paw print.
What?
Yeah.
Next to her koozie.
Yeah. Somebody here said that they got a Tweety word. I actually worked with a girl and she had a Tweety word in her stomach as well. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be into that now. I'd be more into Percy Pig or something like that. I have a Percy Pig teddy bear in my flat.
Is it on your bed?
No, it's on the couch. But then my brother stayed not so long ago and he was kind of looking at going, there's teddy bears. Do you have teddy bears for yourself, no?
I don't, no. Yeah. No.
Sorry, I'll be dead. Tramp stamp when I was 18 to rebel and it's a disgrace. See, they're the tramp stamps. They were fairly big and then you'd have them in, but they'd have something on the shoulders.
It's like tribal.
Yeah, tribal or something. David Beckham's covered in them. Before, I wasn't really into men with a tattoo, but now I get it.
It's sexy out.
I get it, yeah. I remember there was a fella I didn't know and I was going sleeping with him, which was probably back in the Ice Age, and he took off his top and he had a big long sleeve and I had no idea. And I got an awful end. I was very innocent.
Oh, I love a sleeve.
But I had no idea he had it.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know
what
I mean? Yeah. I was kind of sure, you know what I mean? I was young and stuff, like, but oh, hold on. Do you know when you're from the country and stuff like that?
You innocent. That you were innocent out.
I was drinking in bushes. That's what I was doing. Got a dolphin on my boob. Don't know what I was thinking. That's a good one, isn't it?
Dolphin, yeah. At least nobody can see it.
Yeah. Do you have any piercings, any exotic piercings?
No. I'd faint.
Yeah, I used to pretend I'd my nipple pierced.
Oh God, yeah. I couldn't even imagine.
Just to I have my nipple pierced, just to kind of sound a bit sexy. No. Do you know that I remember telling Woodfield, he's like, really, really? I was like, yeah. And then it was kind of like getting to know him a bit more. She was like, oh, sure, I can't go any further because he'll go up top and there's no nipple there.
He's topping
there's
me.
There's no nipple there, but.
No piercing.
There's no piercing. Yeah. Topping me. Up top, you say topping. Was Langer's in Turkey myself and got my friend wanted to get a funny chat. Sorry.
A fanny.
Bet you people have tattoos in their fanny. 100%. They have them everywhere. Sorry. Was Langer's in Turkey myself and my friend wanted to get funny tats, so I got bad and she got dumb.
Bad dumb.
Bad dumb. Oh, sorry, on our arses. So I'm badass and she's dumbass. We thought it was brilliant at the time. That's absolutely brilliant, isn't it? And then someone said, here, go and getting my first one at Bike Fest. Because they're all the bikers and stuff like that. Do you like a biker?
Yeah.
Would you be on a motorbike? Have you been
No, wouldn't. I wouldn't get into the fucking waltzers. Yeah, never said yeah, motorbike.
I would like a motorbike. Because do you know what? Your hair would be ruined. And the makeup and all that.
And the helmet hair.
I wouldn't like the helmet, no at all.
And where'd you put your hands? Yeah. I couldn't put my arms around him.
Oh, God,
and
could you imagine?
From behind.
Can you imagine putting the hands around him? I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine being a motorbike? I couldn't imagine you. Although, you'd be in, do you know, the motorbike with the person on the side?
Or like a big Harley Davidson, yeah. Like a car. They're
yeah, but
big.
You'd be the someone. Do you know the thing they have on the yeah. side? You'd be that one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, putting their arms around it. My friend's fella has a motorbike and she does all that. She went over to Spain. They went touring around Spain.
No.
No, the helmet. I don't know. The helmet thing would kill me.
I can't even ride a bike.
Yeah. Well, come here. Talking about your bike before we
finish up. I'm going to start back on it now. Monday morning. I told you driving up long. I'm going to be back on my bike. Tour the sitting room come Monday morning. Yeah.
Well, it's just how you said it, going back on the bike. It was like you were on the bike every day. Though I was like, how many times have you gone on the bike?
Once. So, the uncle, I said to Sean, I broke the bike the first time I sat in it, right? So, I said to Sean yesterday, I was like, Sean, you ever fucking fix that saddle for me? And Fionn goes, Mom. I said, yeah. And he says, have you a bike? I was like, Fionn, the bike in the sitting room? What bike is that? Joe, because it's been there for so long and I was never on the fucking thing. Yeah. He just is blind to the fucking thing now.
Yeah.
So now Sean fixed the saddle, so I'm getting back on it now Monday.
Get back on the bike. I want to see proof now. I want to see calories burned.
I'm thinking of getting up at 5:30 every morning, sitting on the bike for maybe 45 minutes and I'll be cycling away.
Well, actually, if there's one thing about you, if you say you're going to do something, you're one determined lady and I mean that.
Yeah, but I'll do it for the week and then I get
to do it for the week. I can afford that. Apple Watch now next.
I can't work them. And you know, actually, that was my dad's last gift to me, was an Apple Watch.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I still have it and I'm like, I have to start using it, but I don't know. I'm really
you
bad
should
with technology.
Get Sean to do it, because I'm telling you, it will entice you to exercise more, because once you see your steps, once you see the amount of calories you're burning, I tell you, game changer.
Yeah.
So okay, back on the bike now. Tour de France, tour the sitting room.
Tour the sitting room. Yeah.
Sean Kelly, Lance Armstrong, watch out.
Yeah, here we go.
Our wins of the week, I'm going to keep mine. Short, it's obviously the podcast last week and with the aim that I might help someone. That's my win. That's it, short and simple, because I'm not going to be going on about it anymore. But if it helped anyone, that's my win. And our win as well. Our win.
Fabulous one. My win of the week was I actually booked a holiday, a sun holiday for myself and the twins. And it's my first foreign holiday alone.
Oh, wow.
Well, with the kids, obviously. I'm a small bit nervous, but excited as well. Because I can't keep asking my mum and Sean to be babysitting me, you know. So, I'm going away in a couple of weeks. Just the two of us. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. That's going to be exciting. I can't believe it's your first time.
I went away in the country on my own with them hotel stays, but never actually boarded a flight.
And then, are you excited about it? Are you nervous about it?
A bit of everything, I think. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm a bit of everything. I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
Do you know? And it's only for a week and I think I'd be grand.
And look, they are good kids.
Sometimes.
They're good, Julie. They are.
Sometimes. Do you know what? I just made sure that there was like a kiddie club there as well. Yeah. Like that they could go in there for an hour and just give me a break as well, do you know? Yeah. And it's a nice hotel, so we'll see. We'll see.
Good for you.
Yeah. And just before we go on to our famous quiz, I want to recommend something.
Go on.
So Sean was looking at, as you know, Sean bought a new house. He's still not fucking in it. But anyways, Sean was looking at panelling for behind his bed. Do you know that acoustic panelling is called? It's like all lines. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that thing. He wanted that and it was working out to be about €400 to buy. And then we say another maybe 100, 150 euro for the handyman to hang it up. So Sean was like, Julie, I just want to have the money, do you know? So I looked up yesterday and I found it in a wallpaper version. 30 fucking
euro. Wow, what a win.
30 euro from about 600 to 700 euro. Yeah, and it's the exact same. Do you know, if you look at it, when you come into the room, you'll be like, wow, that's beautiful. It looks like it's the real deal, like 30 fucking euro for the room.
Fab.
Yeah, happy days.
Looking forward to calling up to him this evening.
I know, yeah.
Up to the house. He's not moving in yet, is he?
He has a house since Christmas.
Come on.
It's April, Sean. mommy's boy and tell him. And my mom is as bad. I'm like, mom, you ever tell him to move up to his house? My mom, I'll have to clean it now and hoover and mop it. Mom, it's a brand new feckin' house. There's no cleaning to be done up there. So I think he might go in there this Friday.
Yeah, Good Friday.
Yeah,
is that's nice.
Yeah, it'd be a great Friday then for him. Like,
Friday, I love it. It's not Good Friday, but it's a great Friday. My recommendation would be The Jury on Channel 4. Very good show.
Oh.
Very good show, yeah. It's about a trial and there's two different juries and it's just, I don't want to give any spoilers or anything like that. So if you're looking for something to watch, good to watch over the Easter holidays, that's very good. Also, I'm going to say Married at First Sight for all the people who like mindless reality television as well. You didn't watch Big Brother, no Celebrity Big Brother.
Nope.
Louis Walsh was hysterical in it.
Was there anybody murdered in there?
No, there wasn't.
No, so I wouldn't
there
watch
you
it.
Go.
No. Okay, moving on to our famous quiz.
Right. Are you smarter than your six-year-olds? Because Julie's twins are six. When are they seven? When are they seven?
October.
They're October. And you're October as well?
Yeah.
Very cute. Okay, so we have five questions and we'll see how you do. So question number one. Leo Varadkar resigned as Taoiseach last week. What party was he leader of?
Fianna Fáil.
No, wrong.
Fine Gael.
Fine Gael. Yeah. Okay. Question number two. Spell Taoiseach.
Oh no, T A O S A O I C H.
No, go again.
T A O S C I O C K.
Taoiseach. Actually, it's hilarious. Over in London, in England, they call him the Taoiseach. Taoiseach.
But you don't have a Taoiseach, do you?
No, but they do say the Irish Prime Minister. He's okay, a Taoiseach, but they can't pronounce Taoiseach over. So there's a very funny one with Liz Truss's former Prime Minister saying, calling him the Taoiseach. And there's like a meme of a sock with a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's very, the Taoiseach. T-A-O-I-S-E-A-C-H. Now, how many kilometres in a mile, since I have to get the running in, you know what I mean? I just cannot mention it.
So 1 mile.
How many kilometres in a mile?
1.5.
1.6.
Oh.
1.6 and a bit. Yeah. Okay, so this is a bit of a riddle. So you've got 0 to 3. I speak without I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with the wind. What am I?
A tree.
No, it's an echo. An echo speaks without a mouth, hears without ears, and comes alive with the wind or any sound.
Like the sound of your own voice echo.
Yeah. I mentioned Louis Walsh there earlier because he was on Celebrity Big Brother and he came, we were after getting 0 to 4 by the way. He came, I think, third on Celebrity Big Brother. So Louis Walsh, obviously he managed Boyzone and Westlife. Who was the first act that he managed and he would be Eurovision glory?
Is it a band?
I'm not giving any clues.
Was it before Boyzone?
Yeah, it was when I said who did he first manage.
Take That.
No. Eurovision.
I'm not as old as you. Like I don't know. What does
I'll be
it
getting
with?
A pension before you. I'll get a free bus pass.
What does it begin with?
J.
J. J.
J.
Give me the second letter.
O.
Joe. Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash over in America. Johnny Logan.
I was close.
Johnny Logan. Oh, you were
I
close.
I got the Johnny.
Johnny Logan. Johnny Logan. Cash was like a major country singer in America. Johnny Logan, he did win Eurovision twice.
Did he?
Yeah.
What about the other one? Dana.
Dana. Well, he wrote then, I think, Linda Martin's In Your Eyes. Something like that. He wrote one of the other winners. I used to love Eurovision.
I did too, but it's gone too clicky now.
Ireland need to get over it. Yeah, you won 7 times. I hope Sweden win this year because it'll be 8 for them. And shut up going on about it. Best wishes to Bambi, but like, we need to let go. Actually, Mickey Joe Hart, I heard him on the radio the day. Remember that?
We've got the world tonight.
Let's go. What is it?
Let's hold on together.
I need the green guitar.
Love
did
him.
You fancy him?
Week.
Mad for him.
Week.
Oh my God.
Week.
Yeah.
Week. Or
Mickey. We should come on the podcast. Oh, Mickey. We love Mickey.
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine.
We love Mickey.
And just before we finish up, we are going to leave you with a quote from each of us. And my one is alcoholism.
But you know what's coming here?
Alcoholism. Alcoholism is to give up everything for one thing. Sobriety. Is that the word?
Sobriety.
Sobriety is to give up one thing for everything.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, I know that one. Oh, that's lovely. Did you? You're so cute.
I know. I Googled that this morning.
Ah, Julie, you're cuter than you let on.
All right, just move on with your
one. Well, my one is kind of similar to that because when I was like not the best when I first got out of treatment 5 years ago, and look, I had nothing really going for me, whatever. I remember like seeing a quote, and it was for every setback, there's a comeback.
Love
and
it.
Like I remember sending it on to my mother, and she's like, yeah, and I was like, I promise you, and here we are now.
Here we are, girl.
Yep. So, and if anyone does want to email or anything, the email address left on red pod22@gmail.com.
And on our Instagrams, it's Twins of Me.
Brenda's Bits.
And we are also on Left on Red 24.
The Instagram page.
Yeah.
So until next week.
Take
good
care.
Luck. Sayonara. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.